Okay, let's begin. Yevamos, Yerushalmi, Daf Chav Gimel, and we are on Chav Beis Mabeis. We're still talking about the Suffolk. We don't know who the father is. Remember, the Mishnah spoke about how one is not supposed to do Yibam for 3 months in order to know who the father is. If one does Yibam, then one has to wait to see if the woman is pregnant or not, because that's a Suffolk Eishes Ach. And we spoke yesterday. Yesterday's Daf was all about Ashim Tali, with the two opposite Cheetahs. About Ashim Tali, when is an Ashim Tali brought? Only when it's possible to find out, when it's impossible to find out. What about Ikva Isura? What about setting the, having the, as Isser as, does it have to be present there, Vadai? That was the first half of the daf. And then we went into the case, what exactly is the case of the 9-monther and the 7-monther? And the second half of the Mishnah spoke about if there's a suffix, Ventishal Larisha, Mishiva Lachron, then the Vlad is going to be kosher, right? Because either way, it's from the first father or from the second father, but he has to divorce his wife. It's a suffix, Ashes Ach, and Chayav and Ashim Tali in that case. So now the Gemara gets into, what happens though when there's a Machlokas now? Because you don't know who the father is. Again, you have the dead brother, and then you have we'll call him the baby, even though he's older, the suffix baby. It might be 25 years old now. We're trying to figure out the Yerusha issues. And then the Yavam. Those are the three people that are going to be involved in most of the Sveikas that we're about to have. Meaning, what's the case? We had a case number one. I don't remember exactly where I think we did number one yesterday, right? If the suffix comes to take the chelek, he comes and says, okay, I want some Yerusha. But you don't know if he's coming to try to get the Rusha of the dead man. That might be his father, but that might be his uncle. So you don't know who to give it to. And they each, as we said, the Yesod is going to be Ain Savik Mose Bidei Vadai. If there's a Vadai person getting money and a Savik person getting money, the Vadai wins. If they're equal, then there's going to be some type of Shara. But if it's a Ain Savik Mose Bidei Vadai, along with the principle of Hamose Bechaveir Alav Araya, kind of go together. Meaning Hamose Bechaveir Alav Araya, Cheskas Mamon is the basis for Ein Safek Motse Mi Deivadai. Remember, that's one of the two places in Shas Bavli where the Gemara says, Lama Likra Svarahu. Baba Kama Memvav. That's where the Gemara tries to bring a pasuk to back up the principle of Hamotse Mechaver Alav Araya. The pasuk, I think, at the end of Mishpatim, Mi Baldvar Migash Aleihem Yagish Raya Aleihem. Moshe tells the Bnei Yisrael, I'm going up to Har Sinai for a couple of weeks. If anybody has any questions, go to Aaron and Hur. And with the Gemara Darshans from there, not just go to them, but bring your tainas to them. Yagish Raya Alehem. And the Gemara says, what do you need the pasuk for? It's a Svara. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. And it goes to use the pasuk for something else. But that's the principle of Amos Yevachavero, Alav Haraya. And that's the basis connected to what we're going to talk about here. Ain Suffing Motzi Midei Vadai. So let's go to case number two. Number two, five lines up at the bottom. Mesa Zakein. Right? What happens? The grandfather. The grandfather, let's say the brother who died, so now his father died, meaning the father of the Yavam also. So now what? So now who's going to get the Yerusha? So what happens? What's the machlokas here? So the Karmanet explains. Vesafik Amar, the baby, again, not a baby, 30 years old, but, the one who's misupik, the unknown person, Vesafik Omer, Lachlokim Achim, Bedechsi Azaki, Shubin Ames. He comes and says, well, my father was the dead brother. And I want to get a chelik of the Yerusha. I'm not the son of the Yavam, right? Who gets nothing so far. I'm the only Yorish for the dead one. Vehenomrim, they say, no, you're the son of the Yavam. You're the son of the Yavam. Vehenomrim, shu ben Yavam. Ve'ein lo ben echsi azakin klum. And he gets nothing. So what's going on here? Hare yesh, switch that word, kan. Yesh kan banim bevadei. There are vadei sons. Uben haben besafik. And he grants up a suffix. He gets not. He doesn't get. Right? Ain't Sofik Motzi Midei Vadai. These other sons are Vadai sons, and he's maybe a grandson, maybe a stand for the son. So he doesn't get anything because Ain't Sofik Motzi Midei Vadai. Case number three. Mesa Suffik. What if this baby dies? This unknown status child dies. So what's the issue here? So but Yerusha, children Yarshin, the father. But if the children predecease, then the father Yarshins. So what's going on here? Here the Yavam says, hey, it's my son. Right? It's my son. And the other brothers are going to say, no, it's not. It's all of our nephews. Right? It's all of our nephews. It's the son of the dead brother. So what do you say there? So again here, Mesa Safek Hare Yesh Kan Achi Av Bavadai. There are some uncles Bavadai, right? Fathers, brothers Bavadai. The Av Safek. The Av Besafek. And the father is Besafek. So therefore here, they split it up equally. Here they're gonna split it up equally, right? He's gonna get a portion. Meaning what does he want to say? He wants to say, I'm the father and I get everything. And he's gonna say, no, sorry, you're a brother. Meaning you're an uncle, and therefore you're just gonna get a portion like everyone else. That is case number, three. Says the, Gemara case number four, three lines to the bottom. Meis Echem and Achim, one of the uncles. Another one. Yavam's brother. So what's going on here? Hareish kan ach bevadai uben ach besafek. So again, he's a brother, and he's saying, well, you don't get anything because you're my son. Right? And he's saying, no, I'm a nephew. So again, he's a suffix, so he doesn't get anything. Five. Mesa imo shel suffix. Oh, what about the mother of the suffix dies? Meaning the vama. Right? The mother of the suffix dies. So now what is the, what's going to be the, question here? Meis ima shel suffix, hara yesh kan ben bevadai. So there is a definite son. He's the son. You don't know who the father is, but you know he's the son. Uba'al besafek. And the Yavam says, well, I'm the husband. I'm your father. I'm the husband. And he says, I don't know who you are. I yarshed my mother. Now my father died. He would say. So in that case also, he's gonna win because the Ben is gonna win because he's the Vadai. He's the Vadai in that case. Case number six. Again, all of these are based on the same Yisod. You just figure out who's the Vadai, who's the Suffolk. Meis ha-Suffolk. Case number six. Meis ha-Suffolk v'achar kach meis imo. Oh, so they both die. So first the Suffolk dies and then the mother dies. So who gets her estate? That's gonna be the question here. Who's gonna get her estate? I mean, the Yavam says, well, I married her. So Baal Yoresh Ishto. Right, the only Yerusha that's not through blood. Right, Baal Yoresh Ishto, Machlokas, whether that's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. But there's differences between Yerushas HaBaal and other Yerushas. But here, so he says, well, I married her, so I get everything. And they say, actually, no. Actually, the baby is from the first husband, and there are no Yarshim because the baby died and now the mother died. And we, the relatives of the woman, the relatives of the mother are saying that we get the Yerusha. Right, we get the Yerusha. So what's the so it's her brothers, let's say. So Meis Hazavel Acharkach Meis Imo Hareish Yesh Kan Achi Ein Bevadai. Her brothers are Vadai. Ubal Basafik, and who knows if you married her? Maybe you violated Eishes Ach. You know. So again, the Vadai is going to get it. Last case seven. Meis Hayavam. The Yavam dies. The Yavam dies now. Everybody always tries to have the Taina that I'm going to get the money. Right, they again doesn't mean actually, it just means halachically, what are we gonna say in this case? Meis hayavam, so the yavam dies. So the suffix is gonna say, well, I'm his son. Uba suffix lito chelko shel aviv. Right? But there are other children of the yavam of Vadai children of the yavam. Right? He's only a suffix child of the yavam. Maybe he's a child of the dead brother. So ihavi kadmaya miskan. Says the Gemara, if the first husband, the dead brother, was poor, Amrin Le, so they say, Hani Avuch, right? They say that, that was your father. Sorry, he doesn't have much, you're not our brother. You're not our brother, right? Says the Karbana Eda. I Havi Harisho, Dainu Hames Ani, Velo Yarash Yavam Imenu, and the Yavam really didn't get much from him. Right, Yecholim Bnei HaYavam Havadam Lo Marlo Safek. The Bnei HaYavam can say to the unknown, Harishon Hayavicha Ve'en Lecha Benichse Avinu Klum. Sorry, your father was the dead brother, right? And therefore you Arshite, but he was poor and you have no chelik in Havi Asir. But if he was rich, well, they want a chelik of that. They want to say that their father. So then they say, Amrin Le Kulanachin. We're all brothers of the Yavam. Bnei Achin, we're all nephews of the dead man, of the dead brother. Bo v'nirash chelko shel avinu v'chelko shel achi avinu. Let's split it all, right? Because they're trying to get what's good for them. Either way, Lamaisa, the Suffolk takes half of the Rishon, right? Because he's for sure, right? He's the only possible you know, possible. The Rishon, that's where Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, "Mikomakam unota benichse harishon mechsa deihu matzi ta'in harishon hu avi umisafik cholkin." So misafik cholkin, you get a chelik. Okay, so this is all different cases. What happens with the unknown? So now we get back to the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah, this person, this boy, you don't know who his father is. Either the father was the dead brother, or the father was the Yavam. But either way, he's kosher. Either way, he's kosher. But what happens if the Yavam keeps living with this Yavama, and they have a child? They have a child. So this child could be a mamzer, right? Because if it's Eishes Ach, if really there was a baby, if the unknown was a child of the first husband, so then this Yavam shouldn't have done Yibam, Eishes Ach, and any further child would be a mamzer. So the first child could be kosher, the second child is kosher, and the second child is not. So the Gemara says, Tini, Harishon, Roy Lios Kohen Gadol. The first one can be the Kohen Gadol. Vasheni Mamzer Besafik. And the second one is a Safik Mamzer. Second one is a Safik Mamzer. And therefore, it sounds like the Brisa is saying that he can't be the Kohen Gadol. Right? And, it doesn't just say, but it has the status of Safik Mamzer. Right? The Gemara continues and says, well, we don't hold to that status. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ein Mamzer Besafik. There's no such thing. Right, remember the Gemara in Kiddushin says Mamzer Vaday Amar Rachmana Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem Mamzer Vaday Amar Rachmana Lo Mamzer Safik, and therefore once there's a Safik Mamzer, so then kosher, a Mamzer Besafik. Right, the only one that has that Safik, the other Safik Safikos are do not have that Heter. Right, that's the Karban Eid, the Ein Mamzer Misafik Safik Mamzer Kosher Lovo Bakal the Dafka Mamzer Vaday Hu Below Yavo Below Safik. That's the Mesorah that we have. Good. So the two brothers, one of them can be the Kohen Gadol, one of them cannot. One of them is a Safek Mamzer. I saw in the Halacha Lemoshe in the back, he says, we know we have a principle elsewhere in Yevamis and elsewhere. We have a principle called Ubar Yerach Imo. Ubar Yerach Imo. The fetus is a extension and a limb of the mother. And we know if there is a animal that is nirba'a, a pregnant animal, let's say a regular animal, an animal that Rahman al-Islam is an act of revia that takes place, bestiality, that animal cannot be a karban. And what if that animal is pregnant? Also, the child cannot be a karban. Uber yerech imahu. So ask the halacha lemoshe, so here it might be an eishes ach. So you want to say that the first child is mimanafshah, could be roy to be the Kohen Gadol, because he's either from the first or from the second, but wasn't this child involved in an impossible bias iser kares? And if you say uber yerech imahu, the uber also took part in the maisa bia, again, comparing the uber yerech imo halacha of a carbon of an animal to a uber yerech imo of a person. Mitzorach la'ayin, ta'avadei sho'isha nifselas l'kahuna, the shemanis amr mibayla. The mother becomes nifselas, the nimsasha yavam baal la beiser kare stages achav shlo magam mitzvah. The yim kain says the halacha lemoshe lomai the kaim alon uber yerachimahu ubehema muuberish and nirbaa havlad pasulam is beach the amrinan hi uvlad and nirbaa. Like the Rambam says, yim kain a milo nemar gam kain here beisha buuberish and nifsal kuhuna de bias asura the gam vlad nifsal kuhuna. The baby is also nifsal kuhuna. The doche kaya efshar lomar, and it's doche to say that he only had one maisa bia with her. Anyway, he has that principle. The principle of Uber Yachimo does apply to people. Can't say it only applies to animals, that halacha. It is true that it applies to people, but who says that the same ramification would take place? Right? That's the major machlokas Rishonim. If a pregnant woman converts, right, her son does not need tevila. Right? Why is that? Is that because, well, he's born Jewish? That's why he doesn't need tefillah. Is that why? Or do we say that the tefillah of the mother counted for the tefillah of the baby? Right? Hainu revise. So that's an interesting question. But in that sugya, the Ramban and others bring up the sugya of Uber Yerach imahu. If we have time, we'll get back to some of that. But let's continue for now. So again, the Gemara says, Eimamzer b'safik. So Modi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara though says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would be Moda. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says a Safik Mamzer is Mutter, but he would agree. Moda Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Safik Husim, Safik Chalalim. By all other Isurim, you don't say Safik is Mutter. right? It's a safek zasar, safek kusi, safek chalal, right? All of those you're going to say is going to be usar. Remember, we said yesterday, I think in the last year, that one of the big discussions about that shita, the Rambam, of Savi Daraisa Lechumra being a din derabanan is Ashim Talui. That's the kasha of the Rashba. The other big discussion about that Rambam is this halacha, Safik Mamzer. The Torah says Safik Mamzer, there's a special limud in the Torah that Safik Mamzer is going to be mutter. So I asked the Rishonim on the Rambam, what do you mean? What do you need a pasuk for? Right? You need a pasuk that means mutter? The halacha is Safik Daraisa Lechumra. Right? So what do you need a pasuk to tell me that Safik Mamzer is mutter? So the Rambam would say, maybe that's the makar. Maybe that's the makar. And the Rashba would say, that's an exception to the rule. Right? That's not a makar. Right? Or they would never say that. That's an exception to the rule. So the question is, how do you read that Gemara as a rule, as the exception? But that's the other, I think, the other major, there are a lot of major discussions, but these are the two of the big ones. Asham Talui regarding that Rambam, and Safik Mamzer, Velovadai Mamzer, what do you need the makar for that Rambam? Good. So that's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Gemara adds, Kihahi de taninan, this shita of Elazar ben Yaakov that says Safek Chalal, right? Safek Kusi are, we treat Lechumra, Kihahi de taninan, like the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, Yuchsan Alami Bavel. Remember when Ezra Sofer started sending people back, he didn't go back originally, he was still in Bavel for a while, he sent people back to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, he was nervous that, you know, a lot of the Jews that would stay in Bavel, you know, might not be as many Rabbanim that are staying, and the Yuchsin might get messed up. So he sent a lot of the unclear and murky Yuchsin people back. So that's the last parak in Kiddushin. Asar Yuchsin Olam Bavel. He says to send them all back. So if you look in that list of Yuchsin included in the 10 levels of Yuchsin, the last two are Shtuki V'Asufi. Shtuki V'Asufi are Safik Mamzerim. Right, Shtuki is where you know the mother, you don't know who the father. And then Asufi, you don't know anybody. You don't know anybody. The father, the mother. So all of those are separate stages. So the Gemara says, Al Daiti Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shmona. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there are really only 8 stages, 8 categories of Yuchsin went up. Why? Because Safek Mamzer is mutter, we just said. Safek Mamzer is mutter, so take off those last 2 stages. So those aren't separate classes of Yuchsin, because Safek Mamzer is mutter. They can marry in. All the other ones listed in that Mishnah, Nisinim and Gerim, they all have limitations, but Safek Mamzer is mutter. So according to him, there'll only be 8 Yuchsin. 8 levels, categories of Yuchsin. Al Daiti, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Tisha. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer hold that there are 9, because they knock out Shtuki. They knock out Shtuki. They say Shtuki, Safek is going to be mutter. But Asufi, you don't know anybody. You don't know the father. You don't know the mother. That's going to be still usher to marry Bakahol. So they have 9. Al Daiti, Rabbanan Asara. And according to the Rabbanan holds that, that Mamzer would be a problem. So that would be, they would have all 10. Okay. Says the Mishnah. This Mishnah is an exact Mishnah in Ksubis as well. Says the Mishnah here, but it's quoted here because it has to do with Yibam. And we're going to have some Lashonos here, that are, pretty amazing. Shomer's Yavam Shavu Lanachasim. So a prior Mishnah in Ksubis had said, what rights does a Shomer's Yavam have as compared to like an Arusa? Right? An Arusa is semi-married. This Gemara is going to be an amazing litmus test. How do you compare? We've discussed this 10 times already. But how does this compare to a regular marriage? Right? The Zika Leibam. How does that compare? What's a good litmus test? What is she allowed to do with properties that she got at this time? So a previous Mishnah had said that during Erusin, let's say that a woman is an Erusin, then she could do, and she sells property that she got. Bishamai says she could sell property, and Basil says, what are you talking about? She can't sell property, right? If she's already, in the rishus of the Arus. So she can't sell property. Beis Hillel is modeh, though, right here, that the Zika is not as strong as Erusin. Right? And therefore, what does the Mishnah say? Shomer's Yavam Shavu Lanechasim. If Shomer's Yavam, her long-lost relative, dies right now when she's a Yavama, when she's waiting to do modeh Beis Hillel, she mocheres and says v'kayam. Even Beis Hillel agrees that she can sell whatever she wants. Right? Meaning it's not as strong of a marriage as Erusin. Right? Erusin, that's a machloka Beis Hillel. Zika, everybody agrees that she's able to sell. Mesa Mayasu Biksubasa. But what happens if, while she is a Zukukaliyavam, what happens if she dies? What happens if she dies, while she is Zukukaliyavam? Mayasu Biksubasa. So we're about to talk about, there are three properties that we have to talk about, right? What happens if she dies? Well, the ksuba that she wasn't paid, that's A. But as we know from ksubas, there are two types of nechasim that a woman brings into the marriage. Nechsei tzom barzel and nechsei malug. Nechsei malug remain hers, and is allowed to pluck, literally malug. He's allowed to eat the peiros, that's nechsei malug. Nechsei tzom barzel, or why is it called barzel, like iron? It's written in the ksuba. It goes to the husband, but the husband has an achrayus to give back that value upon death or divorce. Right, that's nis, but really the husband is the one that takes the property in terms of his guf. The husband has a kinyan guf in the nichsei tzom barzel and not in the nichsei maluk. So mesa mayasu biksubasa. What happens with her ksuba? Meaning with what's written in the ksuba. That's the nichsei tzom barzel. Uben nachasim anachlasim ayosmima and the nachasim that go with her. That's the nichsei malug. Nichsei malug are what is. She retains property, ownership over, but he's allowed to use. So Beishamai Omrim Yachloku Yershia Balam Yershiav. Beishamai says, Yachloku. Meaning this Zika is a semi-marriage, so the Yavam has some rights, but her relatives have some other rights, so you split it. Ubeisilal Omrim, Nechasim Becheskasam. The Nechasim stay where they are. What does that mean? Ksuba becheses yarshia bal. The ksuba, and what else is in the ksuba? Not just the payment of the ksuba, but as we said, what's written in the ksuba? The nechsei tzom barzel. That goes to the rishus of the husband. So the rishus of the husband, so the husband is the yavam, stands in place of the husband, becheses yarshia bal. Unachazim unachazim yosanima, but the nechsei malug becheses yarshia ha'av. Right? That's, whatever was in her rishus goes to her relatives. That's Beis Hillel. Everything stays in the Muchzakis stage. So now let's talk about this a little more. Here, what does it say? When she's a Yavama and she wants to sell things, what does it say? She can sell whatever she wants. Meaning she's independent. She's independent. Skip the next four words. The Hacha, but then the next line says, At Omer Yachloku Yershi Abal Im Yershi Ha'av. But then it says that it's split. Right? So the Seifa, when Beis Shammai says you split, so according to Beis Shammai, you know, what is it? First Beis Shammai says the situation of Zika is that she's in charge, she's independent, and then it says it's split. What do you mean? If you say in the first line of the Mishnah that she could do whatever she wants with her property, then when she dies, all of her relatives should get it. Why is it split equally? So Amar Biyosi ben Chanina, no, the two lines of the Mishnah are talking about two different cases. Hein da'at Amar Mocheres ben Asenes V'Kayam. When do we say she's independent? If she received property when she was married. So now, after her husband dies, she has dibs over that property. So she can do whatever she wants. That's the first line of the Mishnah. What's the second line of the Mishnah where she has to split it? What if she got properties when she was a Shemeres Yavam? So then the Yavam already has a connection. The Right, so then that's different, and therefore that would have to be split. Interesting, if you look in the Bavli has the same answer, but exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. Stuff that she gets when she's a Shemeres Yavam, that's more independent to her. And what stuff that she got when she was married, the Yavam kind of goes into the shoes of the dead husband. So it's interesting, the same chilek, but the opposite. Period. Naflula, says the Gemara. Naflula ad shalonasa Shemeres Yavam. One second, what about this case? What if she got properties that went before she was while she was still married, right? And then her husband died. Va'asu peiros mishnasa shemeres yavam. But then they produce fruit, literally, when she's married. So who gets that fruit? So kimishnavu mishnasa shemeres yavam. So Gemara says that goes like post, right? It's like she got stuff afterwards, right? Because it grew afterwards, period. Amar b'zeira, look at this line. Hahein yavam dahacha. Tzricha le-Beis Shammai, this situation of Yibam, right? What does Beis Shammai say? Yachloku. So the Gemara says, Beis Shammai has the question, Tzricha always means Sarach Ian. The Gemara has a suffix le-Beis Shammai, Kibal hu o eno kibal. I don't remember that lashon in the Bavli. Maybe it's there, but this is such a graphic, illustration of, so what, it's Beferish, Zika. is it like a marriage or not? Is the oven like a baal? Is the oven not like a baal? Mamash, ask the question. Kabal o eno kabal. In kabal who, if he is like a baal, like a husband, then yoresh is akol, then he should get everything. Because baal yoresh is ishto. The im eno kabal lo yoresh glum. And if he's not like husband, he shouldn't get anything. That's the svar for Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is a suffix. Remember, Beis Shammai held before that Maimar, I don't know if it's connected, Maimar is kona totally. That's what Beis Shammai says, at least more than miksas. But here, the Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, zika is a real suffix. Is it a marriage or not? So that's why you split it. Beis Hillel, pshita lon shu gabal. Beis Hillel, no, for sure. Yavam is like a husband. Yavam like a husband? What did Beis Hillel say in the Mishnah? Everything remains in its state of chazaka. So v'yoresh is akol. So what do you mean? If he's like a husband, so then why doesn't he yarshin everything? Why do we say it's split? So, answer, Shekein afilu achiv ein lo el achilas peres bilvad. No. Beis Hillel is not going to say that the yavam is stronger than the husband. So, when she was married, the husband only got to, right, for the nichsei malug, she retains ownership, and the husband gets peres. So, that's what the yavam's going to get. That's why it stays becheskasan and it goes to her relatives. Because the oven's not going to be stronger than the bow. Just a stand-in for the bow. Period. Tani Ravoshia, Yorshecha, Hayorshin es Ksubasa, Chayav and Mikfurasa. Getting into Ksubas issues. Right? The Yorshecha, her Yarshim, the Yarshin the Ksuba, meaning whoever gets the Demek Ksuba, meaning the Yavam and the Chulu. They are Chayav Mikfur. If she dies, they have to pay for the burial. And that's the Gemara says in Ksubis, Kfurasa Tachas Ksubasa. So that transfers here. That transfers here. He's not going to say, well, I get the Ksuba, but I don't have to bury her. No, no, no. The rights transfer and the responsibility transfers. They go together. Amr of Yoser, of Yosef says, Ilule de Tanita, had Ravoshia not say this, Have Trichalan, I would have not been sure. Right, in the case of the following case, what if a woman has no tzon barzel property? She was very poor and the yavam didn't yarshin anything. So you might have said, oh, I didn't get anything, I'm not doing the burial. Right, only the husband's mamish married. So even if she has no tzon barzel properties that he gets, he's gotta do the burial. But the yavam says, me, if I get some barzel property, fine, I'll do the burial. Ksubasa. But if I don't have anything, I have to do the burial. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says. Had it not been for Rabbi Oshia making this blanket statement that they have to do the burial, Havitzrichalan, I would have thought maybe Meacher Shein Luxub, in a case where she doesn't have any ksuba properties, that's sown barzel, Ein Lakfura. He doesn't have to do kfura, but Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Oshia taught us that the Yavam and his relatives always have to take care of her burial if she dies. Says the Gemara, really? We would have had that Havamina? Vikasha, Ilu Isha Shein Laksuba, Shema Im Lakvura, in Mamisha marriage, in a regular marriage, if she has no tzon barzel property that the husband gets, he doesn't have to bury her? So the Gemara says, no, as I just explained, Isha Avami Shein Laksuba, Yesh Lakvura. If there's a Mamish, they're fully married, then the husband has to bury his wife, pay for the marriage, pay for that. Bramhacha, but here, the Havamina is, they're not fully married. If they're not fully married, and he's not getting the properties that usually in a regular marriage go, kfurasa dachas ksubasa, maybe I would have thought otherwise. Hachem, yesh la ksuba, yesh la kfurim, ain't la ksuba, ain't la kfura, that's what I would have thought. Kamash v'la not, Rav Oshia saves the day. Rav Oshia says no, that the yavam always, it doesn't matter, even if there's no nedunya, if there's no stuff brought in, he would still have to pay for the burial expenses, period. Says the Mishnah. Again, all of these Mishnayos, these are definitional Mishnayos to talk to us about the Zika. Kenasa, right, what we just talked about, we spoke about, is the Zika like a marriage, is the Zika not like a marriage? One of the other major questions of this Masechta is, when the Yavam does Yibam, is that like a new marriage? Or is he stepping into the feet of his brother marriage? Right, how much is it just stepping into the feet? Right, he yarshins his brother. The other brothers don't. So Knasari Kisha Lakhodavar. If he marries her, so then it is his wife, period. Lamai Nafkamina, the Karbaneda quotes two Nafkaminas. Right? Number one, if he wants to divorce her, he has to give a get. He does not have to do Chalitza. There's no more Zika. Chalitza is out of the picture. It's only get. Number two, what if the Yavam decides to divorce her? Could he remarry her? Or do we say the Ashes Ach Isser kicks in again? Halach is he can remarry her. It's his wife. And therefore, there is no longer any type of zika. Ubilvad, but shetei ksuba sanef lebaal harishon. He inherits and he the ksuba. The ksuba, he takes his brother's ksuba. That's the that's halacha. Why? He doesn't write a new, he doesn't have to write a new ksuba. Why? The language of the Gemara, I don't think we spoke about this language enough so far in this Pesachta, but the Gemara says in Bavli Lamed Ches, and the Rambam quotes this, Hiknu lo min hashamayim. Right? Hashem was makne this woman to him. Right? Hiknu lo min hashamayim. That's the important lashon of the Gemara and the Rambam. So that's what the Gemara says. That's why he uses his brother's ksuba. Ketzad hu oseh. What does that mean? The Karban Eda says we're coming here in the middle. Right? The first half of the Tosefta that we're about to quote is that if a man does Yibum, all of his brother's property is, you know, connected to the original ksuba, and he's not allowed to sell it. Not allowed to sell it. Usually by a regular marriage, right, any property sold by the husband, he's allowed to sell, and then, but the woman's allowed, there's a lien, right? That's what you say in the ksuba, that we have, kol nechasai danihazan limiknei kula narvon nechon, right? So, but here, by the brother, even if he left a ton of money, the carbonated quotes, and a yarshim yichon limkar. They can't sell it. They can't sell it. It's all mishubit to the ksuba. So is there any way that these children of the Yavam could sell any of the properties that he yarshed from his brother? So Ketzaduo says, the Gemara is going to give two options. Konesu magarish umachzir vishoveres lo al ksubasa. He should marry her, divorce her, and then marry her again. So then now he has new ksuba. So now it's just regular rules of ksuba. First it says an and he should write a receipt for getting the ksuba. Amrab Yosel it's stud and he must see. So really it's giving two options. It's either, if he wants to be able to have regular rules of marriage with his property, he could divorce his Yavama and then marry her again. And now he has a new ksuba and then he has just regular rules of ksuba. Or he could just give her a receipt, basically pay her ksuba when they're still married. Pay her off for ksuba, and then, okay, that ksuba's done, but you're not allowed to live without a ksuba. So then his brother's properties at least wouldn't be connected to that ksuba anymore. Shoveres lo al ksubasa. Reb Zira b'shem Rav Hamnuna, kinsa v'gir shavech zira, imchideish lo ksuba, ksubasa anachasav. If he did that, if he remarried her, if he wrote a new ksuba, then fine. The ksuba is just on his property. V'imlav, but if he remarries her, but still uses his original brother's ksuba, then he doesn't get this. Ksubasa nefse bala rishon, then he still has to, the same rules that Chazal instituted for sale of his brother's property would still have effect. Okay, I guess we have to stop here by Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Bezrem will pick up with next time. Okay.